Blog Talk Radio.
Mm-hmm. Here we are. Hi, Di. We're on the air now. I know. Good morning to you. I felt a little bad about waking you up with your, because Di's in Colorado, you guys, I felt bad waking her up here early this morning because I'm used to getting up super early. But, you know, I know you're working quite a bit, and I'm glad that you're here. And I'm glad that you're working, and I'm glad that we get to the show together today. And, you know, it's a perfect thing because I got this idea from somebody who's become pretty close to me. And I was like, what do we do the show on today? And this person told me, said, why don't you do it on existing relationships? How do you keep the, you know, and you have things in common, and they're not the same things that are in common 5 or 6 years later, 7 years. I think they've been in a relationship for, like, years. And I was like, that's a great idea. What do you do? How do you keep the passion alive? You know, maybe when you first started, I'm pretty active. I like to, you know, kayak or run. And my guy would like to run, right, hopefully. Or, you know, and then it's 5 or 6 years later, and he's not running, and I still am. Or vice versa. How do you find things? How do you keep things in common? And how do you keep the relationship alive and passionate? And you made a good point this morning. You said maybe they're not supposed to be together except for that amount of time. Mm-hmm. And I'll go with that too as well. So you and John are just starting out. You guys are almost have your 1 year anniversary, I think, in a couple of months.
In a month.
How do you guys do? In a month. Okay.
Wow.
There you go.
I know. It's very soon. I never thought I'd be moving in, you know, that soon, but I did, and I'm happy about it. But, you know, when you were talking this morning, it's kind of like you people who've got these similar interests and they get married or they just live together or whatever the relationship is, and like 5 years down the road, you know, one of them goes off in a different direction. And that's just such a common problem with that's been around forever, you know, with relationships. It's like people always say we grew apart, you know, or he's developed different interests, but I still was interested in the old stuff, or vice versa. And so it comes down to, I think it comes down to people's beliefs and commitment, whether they believe that, you know, it's till death do us part and we need to stay together no matter what. And then there's other people, you know, who maybe say, hey, you know, if I don't feel that passion anymore, do we really want to stay together when we're just kind of like, you know, friends now? It really kind of depends on the connection between them, whether they still feel like they have love for that person or they're in love with them, even if they don't have anything in common with them anymore. And so it really is such a, you know, dependent on the individuals. I mean, if you're with this person that, you used to, you know, used to be really, maybe like, you like to go camping every weekend. You know, I'm sitting here looking out at the trees, so that's what came to me. Maybe you like, love to go camping every weekend. And, you know, all of a sudden, maybe, you know, I get a job where I'm working every weekend in an office or whatever, and I get really into the whole, you know, city life, and he still wants to go camping every weekend, you know. So how do you do that? Can you keep the relationship together? Absolutely, you can, you know. But you're going to have to stretch and say, okay, I'm still going to go camping with him, but maybe he can stretch and say, okay, maybe I'll attend some things in the city with her that she wants to do. And I think it really comes down to how committed you both are to that relationship, to staying in it. Do you really believe this is the relationship you should stay in for the rest of your life or not? And I guess that, you know, that's totally individual, you know. It's totally up to the both individuals. So that's kind of where I think, you know.
I agree with you on that. I really asked some questions to people, you know, yesterday and today, this morning. People don't like to be like, woke up early Sunday morning, you have to say.
Okay. I can't imagine why not.
Okay, they're no fun. Anyway, so one of the things that I got was and this is key. You always want to be the girl your friends or his friends brag about. You got this girl, and I'm so jealous, or I want one like that. Or you always want to be the guy that the girls, you know, your friends, because I'm a woman, brag about, right?
Right.
He's hot, he's sexy. Mm-hmm. That's relative to who you are. And so that's what I see there, too. I think that's super, super key. Mm-hmm. And then you never want to think that you got that girl or that guy. You always have to work to stay in her heart or to keep her. Never think if you get too comfortable in a relationship, you stop growing, I think. Don't you?
Right, right. I do. I completely do. You might be growing in different outside of the relationship in different ways, you know, or expanding your knowledge about things. But yeah, I agree. I agree. If you're stagnant with your relationship, you're not, you know, you're missing out on some lessons you're supposed to be learning while you're here. I agree.
Yeah, love those lessons too, don't you? That's all good.
Oh, and I'm excited about those lessons, and they keep coming to us. We just keep getting hammered with these lessons.
I know. Where's Nirvana? Right? I get you.
I know.
I don't see it yet. No, I'm teasing. I got a pretty darn good life. I know you do as well. So, but that's a couple things there that you know, you never take the relationship for granted. We say that, but it's like you always have to stress to meet that person, like mm-hmm. to be in their heart. You know, never think you have her heart, right? And
right.
That's key there. And always be that, you know, I'm going to tell you, and women, I think, are more worse in this than guys are. We brag about our guys, right? Or we say, our guy does this, our guy does that. You know, we say, he doesn't do enough. But, you know, when they see you two together, you know, women, your girlfriends or your guy friends, you want them to say, hey, you know what? They have a great relationship. He's a great guy or she's a great girl. I like to have one like that. I'm not saying being jealous because I don't think mm-hmm. that's good energy to have. But to be that kind of, you know, have that kind of connection and be able to say that is cool. And so you guys, when you're in front of your girlfriend's friends, know that she is, that they're looking at you and thinking, that's the kind of guy I want to have. You know what I mean?
Right.
So
mm-hmm.
it's all good.
In fact, and some say that. I've had two of my girls that have worked with me, I've had two of them say that, you know, and it cracked me up. One of them, she's like, that's the kind of man that I love. She said, you know, I was just laughing because she's like my daughter's age, you know, but she was like, he's so nice and he's so, you know, presentable. I mean, he's just so, you know, handsome looking, but then you see kind of the bad boy side on the weekends when he's got the Harley stuff on, you know. she was telling me when he came in one day, because I was working and he popped in one weekend as a TS and he rode his bike down there. And she was just going, oh, my God, he is so handsome. That's the kind of man I just love. You know, she said, I've never seen him on the weekend before. Usually when she's seen him, he's dressed up or the work week, you know. And, yeah, and it makes you feel good, you know. And I thought, okay, you know, I obviously think he's very handsome, very attractive to me, you know. But I also know that he's attractive to other people. But you're absolutely right. You know, your heart just kind of swells a little bit when you know. Whereas, if he came in and they were like, oh, you know.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Well, right, you could sense that as well. Or you'll have people say to you, wow, that's not what I expected him to look like. I've had partners like that before where, you know, they would come into my store when I was working and my, you know, assistant manager or whatever would say, wow, I didn't expect this guy to look like that. And I understood right away that they were knocking the guy, you know. Because I know I dated
right.
a man who actually was my age, same age as me, but he looked like 20 years older than me. And so when people saw him, they were like shocked. You know, they were shocked at how old he looked. And you know, you see, you pick up on that. So, but it's not just about looks. It's, you know, it's about how they are. And you know, you see couples where they are so similar, have such similar interests that they. You know, they talk about each other all the time. You'll see them on Monday morning, and they're like, oh, you know, so-and-so and I did this weekend and that this weekend. So 5 years down the road, well, what if so-and-so doesn't like to do that kind of stuff anymore? It's almost like this couple dissolved almost, you know, and now it's like they're doing their separate things. And so, you know, the question is, when do you know if it's worth sticking it out, or when do you know, when do you think it's maybe time for both of you to move on? And it depends on your beliefs, you know. I believe that some relationships are just, you know, meant to last for a season, and they're not meant to last forever, and maybe it's time to move on. But maybe if you've got five kids between you and, you know, maybe you want to rethink that. Maybe you think, okay, I can live with this person even though we're not exactly the same people we were 5 years ago when we loved to do everything together. So So, you know, what do you think? I mean, what do you tell people if they think, if they're asking you?
You know what? I go, okay, do you love this person? Well, most of the time when they get to someone like me, you know, or YouTube, because I know you do a lot of coaching, I always look at the relationship between the two and go, do you love him? I'm not in love with him, but I love him. And, and I go, so I'm never one to just cut the, I used to be like this, like, I'm done here. And I try not to do that anymore. It's like, okay, are you done here or you need to take a break or be in a pause moment? Because then you get to think, okay, how am I feeling? I don't have to make a decision right now because I'm not really ready to make a decision, but I just want to put this on a hold. And I told someone this the other day. I said, put it on hold. And I said, I said, in the sense of just, you know, figuring out you're not making a decision today, because I don't really believe that you should make a decision like that unless you really, really get clarity. And a lot of times we're operating from emotional stuff, you know. And then you can take, you know, say, this is what we have in common. This is what we need to work on and those kind of things. So that's what I feel. And I'm going to tell you something, Di. I know without a shadow of a doubt, it's more you, the person. And you showed me that about something pretty recently, too. It's my stuff, not his, okay, whoever he is. You know, you know, so it's your stuff, not his. And I realized that. I was like, wow, okay. And so, you know, it gave me an opportunity to look and learn and work on myself even more, which I probably need to do a lot more. So, and that's what I see. The other thing is, too, is like the things that you have in common, you know, I think that you really do need to be with somebody who has similar interests and who has, you know, like, you know, who is in the things that what you do, right? For me, I get a lot more out of
stuff.
Yeah, lifestyle. I enjoy going out to dinner. You know, I love that, right? But I like a guy that can run a race with me, you know, or, you know, or a friend that can do that with me or has the same similar interest, you know, or go do some fun stuff. So it's all good. I like learning, and that's my thing, you know, in a relationship. And I also like someone who's super honest and open and, that, you know, and doesn't hold back, but I got to learn not to hold back. I think that's one of the things. So, you know, that's my stuff. I know for you, you had your own stuff. And so you guys who are listening and how do you, what if you don't have anything in common? Instead of just saying, hey, I'm going to definitely end it now. And I'm not saying that's the right or wrong thing to do. Take a couple of weeks, figure it out. Look at yourself. Look at the situation. You know what I mean? And then if you still don't want to check in with him, or you don't want to do stuff with him, or you don't want to be with him or her, then leave the relationship. Okay. But give yourself a little bit of time. That's what I feel. And then don't ever take it for granted. Ever, ever, ever. You know what I mean? So, you know, so
that's true.
I mean, I always tell people, and I told you this, when I grow up, I want to be just like you. you know what I mean?
I don't know. Maybe as of recently, you may have said, oh my God, she's too sworn out. I don't want to be her. It's going to get
you wake up tired every day, right?
Moving is horrible. That's what John said.
I hear it.
He goes, you know, we've been moving for over a month. And it's true. You know, because when you do, like, you know, we just hire people to move the big stuff and thinking, well, we'll just get the little breakable stuff and everything ourselves. You end up with this every daily trip. I got to swing by the old place and go to the new place with load up my car with crap, you know. And I'm just exhausted. It's ridiculous, you know, how exhausting moving is. And I think, you know, if we were 21 years old and we didn't have each of us have 30 years or, you know, worth of a lifetime of stuff that we were taking with us. And I figured out, you know, I definitely have more than John does as far as, like, pictures and knickknacks, you know. But he's got, you know, equipment and stuff like this. And so we both have our stuff, and we are both exhausted from moving.
I hear you. Well, you guys are moving in together, I might add. So that's kind of cool, you know. So,
but,
too,
yeah,
as well.
But, you know, stuff has come up, like you said. You know, stuff has come up even with ours, and I think we've got a great relationship. But right at the time that we were moving in together, all of a sudden, some stuff came up that neither one of us had even considered, you know, having dealing with.
Yeah.
And it's like God, you know, and I completely believe it. That was not a coincidence. you know, it came up then because we had to start dealing with, okay, who are we going to put first? You know, are we going to put each other first? Are we going to put our relationship first? You know, where do our obligations lie? And it, you know, it was ugly, but it came out good. You know, I think we both did what we needed to be doing. I think we both had to deal with some discomfort with each other, you know, to say, hey, this is what's important to me, and I'm going to deal with some discomfort to get there, you know. But it's not always pretty, you know. It's not always pretty when you're having to make decisions like that. But, like, you know, you and I were talking before the call, like a couple who, you know, he likes one lifestyle, and that's what she used to like, and now she wants a different lifestyle. He's really judging her. You know, he's looking at her and going, no, you know, this is the only lifestyle, you know, this is the best way, and I'm not, you know, going to support you. It's time we go our separate ways. And it, you know, and she may have been doing the same thing, I don't know. But then, you know, you kind of get to the point of saying, okay, whose lesson was that? You know, whose lesson is that, where maybe he had the opportunity to grow and stretch a little bit, but he just bailed out of the relationship instead. And I think that makes you feel like, well, I don't know, you know, is this person ever going to really want to work for a relationship? I don't know, you know. So if you're not really willing to stretch a little bit, then you may be missing out on the lesson that you could have learned. So, you know, I talked to my mom. I was talking to my mom about this book, and I'll talk about this, but it was called and I'm going to butcher the title. It's something about the afterlife of Billy Fingers, I think it is. But I haven't started reading it. She was going to give me her copy. But it's a man that passed on, and he's giving his sister messages about what he's going through. And he said there's a place that you can go, and it's like a holographic room, and you can see decisions that you made, and you can see, like, if you'd have made a different decision, what the outcome would have been and what your life would have been like. And you could spend as long as you want in this room looking at all the, you know, choices you had, what you did or what you could have done. And I think that's kind of, you know, as far as giving up on a relationship because somebody changed, that's, I'm sure, one of those decisions that you would look at and go, okay, if I stayed in that relationship and had to grow myself a little bit to accommodate their changing interests, you know, what would my life have been like? Or am I just going to be stuck in this one little niche for the rest of my life and say I'm happy? So, and I think that bothers you because you're not like that at all. You're always growing and stretching, you know?
Yeah, right.
So, stop for your guy.
No, I was kidding.
Yeah, no, it's true.
Okay. Now, I'm working on myself and growing, but, man, I'm going to tell you this, and a friend of mine, and I'm going to give you an angel or an ascended master that really works with this stuff too, so. But one of the things that I am learning, and I teach this, and all the coaches do, and you do, Guy, because you're an angel coach as well. But one thing that we need to understand, I think, is that this stuff, it is really about us, right? And, you know, I mean, I have a lot of stuff going on in my head about things, or, you know, about my clients or friends or whatever. And I was like, you know what? It's really about them. And just, if I'm talking to their girl or their guy that they were involved with, it's really about you, you know. Mm-hmm. He's feeling this from you, so he's going to protect himself, right? So it's
right.
It's all good. And then when you get that, it's really about you, and you go, what is it really about? I had a friend of mine, a really good friend of mine today, talk to me this morning besides you, and you gave me some wonderful stuff to think about too with a couple of clients of mine. I run things by Di because she's extremely intuitive to those of you who are listening. And but one of the things that I really realized is that, okay, what bums this person out, you know, my friend? And I go, okay, she's bummed out about this, other people's opinions about her relationship, right? And everything. And she's involved with a significantly younger man. And she called me about it. And I most time I date younger guys. Sometimes I don't. I just date got fun guys. That's what I like to think. And, yeah, right? And so, you know, I was like, you know, she's right. He, you know, and my angels had tried to tell me that this morning when I was meditating about her, that she's, you know, she's putting more value in what other people think than what she feels in her heart, right? and what she feels in her heart. Mm-hmm. She's a little bit afraid of dating a younger guy as well. So, and for various reasons, I think, too. But you really helped me see that real clear, so I appreciate it. And, too, as well. But you look at yourself. What are you feeling? Why? What are you thinking? And I promise you, mm-hmm. you'll get the answers. It has nothing to do with the guy. The guy's only mirroring it, or the girl. The girl's
right.
only mirroring,
or the girl.
Mirroring it. Yeah.
Totally.
And
yeah,
so to keep the passion alive, there is an ascended master because she's showing up this morning. She says, my name is Peele, P-E-L-E. She goes, I help with passion, keeping the relationship passionate and helping you find your passion. I was like, well, that's cool, kind of cool. So you have her, and then you have Archangel Shamuel, who's your fave, and
mm-hmm.
he helps you with soulmate relationships.
Yeah.
Your fave, yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
and then, well, you know what I do realize, too, is like, whether it would be the age thing or whether it would be the hair thing or whatever it may be, the body thing, you know, it's really about really finding peace in yourself about who you are. And that sometimes mm-hmm. those ducks rears its ugly head to say, hey, look at me now. And you want to have a great relationship. Look at this now. And so I get it. So how do you think things may change? People may change. You know, I know that I had a couple of friends of mine, clients, and she lost a great deal of weight and he was so chubby. Having a hard time that she lost all this weight because they used to eat together.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And now
mm-hmm.
she exercises. And so he says, what am I going to do? I said, well, you start exercising and losing weight or you stay eating and find something else to have in common, you know?
Right.
So,
mm-hmm.
yeah. They ended up breaking mm-hmm. up, you know, and that's okay because she's happy now and so is he. Is he still chubby? Yeah, he is, but he's not as chubby as he was, you know, but he's also not a health guru like her. So she went to the other end of the spectrum. I have a friend of mine, he said, that he's the one that really gave me this idea. He says, what myself and my wife do, he said, is that we used to dress up and go out to a bar and act like we didn't know each other and then really connect,
mm-hmm.
you know, and be flirting with other people, you know, not in a bad way, but be flirting a little bit and then connecting like, you know, like that. So I thought that was kind of cool, you know. Anyway,
I know that was a movie. I remember seeing that on a movie with Reese Witherspoon. They did that where she and her husband pretended like they didn't know each other and they picked each other up in a bar. But I guess it's a little role playing, whatever, adds some spice to your life, you know?
Yeah. There you go. Exactly. Or Meg Ryan did it too. And I can't remember the guy she played, you know, opposite as the husband and wife. But, you know, so little role play, mm-hmm. little games like that, spice it up, keep it interesting. And, you know, I have another friend of mine that used to wear a wig. Like, she was great in him. I mean, I was a wig.
Yeah. That's too funny. So, like, he's got a different, different chick.
yeah, you know. I had this couple. She was really skinny, and he was chunky. And the real, such a sweet couple. But he was, like, so nerdy looking, because he's not because he was an IT guy, but he was an IT guy, and I'm going to say that,
mm-hmm.
too. And what they used to do is he used to dress up in, like, Conan the Barbarian and come into the bedroom with her.
Oh, my gosh.
They were telling me
this,
right? I was like, okay, that works. You know,
mm-hmm.
I was trying to get an idea of those two in it because he was chunky and she was real little and so on, you know, so on. So kind of cool. We'll see what happens
That's
there.
That's funny.
Yeah. Well, no. Anyway, so there's a couple things that you can do. And what are things that you and John have in common? Okay, so share with us. Like, what do you guys do together that you like to do together?
Like, activities? Well, like hiking and being, you know, chilling out. I mean, honestly, hanging around the house on the weekend if we actually have some time off and, you know, watching a ball game, cooking. I love he's a good cook, but he likes, at least he likes to eat. He likes to eat what
there
I
you go.
Because I like the kitchen, you know. So, and, you know, in family, we both enjoy, you know, doing, like, family stuff together. We're both from the Midwest, and we kind of have that same, you know, personality in common where, you know, like on the weekend, we don't want to go. We want to just kind of chill out. He likes to ride his motorcycle, and I do enjoy riding on the back of that, but I've never had a motorcycle before, so that's the only thing that I've don't, you know, it's like his hobby that I never shared. But it's cool. You know, I mean, for me, it's like, well, this is fun. I can go, I can be a Harley mama for a couple hours. Go back to my pretty little, clothing wardrobe,
nice
whatever.
DSW shoes.
Yeah, my girly stuff, you know. So, but, you know, it's we don't, neither one of us does anything like extreme, you know, like the extreme sports stuff or what I would think of as extreme on our off time. We don't go skydiving and stuff like that. He loves to go boating and, you know, we both kind of are like lake people kind of mentality. It's like, well, going to the lake would be fun, but we're not going to race motorboats.
yeah, you're not fun.
Although he might if he had one, I don't know. But, yeah, so it's like you have enough in common, but then you have enough that's different. With him and I, it's more male-female differences. so
yeah.
That's more the stuff we had in common, you know, was, you know, that drew us together. But there's also, you know, it's like a good mix. You know, you have the things that you have in common and you have the things that you do separately with your girlfriends or your guy friends or whatever. You don't have to have everything in common or that might be boring.
Yeah, right? I get you, too, as well. And I think you have to be open to learning about your mate, right? You know,
he
or she is. You know, so, yeah, and that's what I think, too, as well. You have to be open about your mate, too,
and
learning about them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, knowing everything
right.
about them.
And learning about yourself.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, so I realized that, you know, most of us are a lot more intuitive than we think when we just let it happen. You know what I mean? So, and knowing what our mate's thinking about us, that's all good. Anyway, yeah. But, Di, I know you guys moved in. You moved in rather quickly by standards. Certain standards you didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But it was right for you. Did you have anyone, when you guys were moving in together, say, hey, that's not the right thing to do?
No, I didn't. I don't know if he did, but I did not have anyone who said that. Because I never, I guess I don't get, I don't ask for opinions. I just say, I'm going to do this, and people say, okay. They know better to try to talk me out of something that I want to do. But
yeah.
I did not, you know. So I'm sure maybe people thought it. I don't know, but nobody said anything like that to me. I think most people who, when they've met John, and they are, most of the people I know are like, oh, my God, you guys are great together. So nobody had any opinion about us moving in together too soon now.
You know, I'm going to tell you something. I agree with you on that because I remember when you told me, it's like, oh, that's so cool. I go, when you guys go to Belize and he asks you to marry him, which I know he will do, or you guys are doing.
Whatever. I
told
him
right
maybe
now.
We don't ever want to get married. Maybe we want to just be different like this.
That's okay. I always think living in sin is probably not the way to go, but
living
visiting
in
every
sin
once
is
in a while.
Awesome.
Yeah, but visiting every once in a while is good. I'm just kidding. You know, I don't believe in sin, but my aunt,
you
tell me that. Yeah, she goes, are you living in sin? I go, no, Nana, we're just visiting every once in a while. That's not funny.
Meanwhile, I love that. That was
too funny. I was in stitches. He's a character. God bless
yeah.
him.
Well,
yeah,
that
see?
Side of your family is a little more uptight, the religious.
Yes, a little bit. Yeah, anyway. So, but I love them. My aunt, one of my aunt who's 77, plays baseball with her great-grandson.
Yeah,
and,
that's
right. Yeah, so funny. And she's, like, batting and you know, just, but she's enjoying herself. Her husband, my uncle, he doesn't like to do that, but you know what he will do with her is he likes to walk with her. And then, so they take long walks. And they've been married for, like, man, 65 years or so. I don't even know. You know, maybe longer.
Mm-hmm.
So they take long walks together. And they have been doing that since the beginning of their marriage. How cool is that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That is cool. And they're so happy.
Yeah. And so my other aunt, she was married for, she got married when she was 15. And my uncle died when he turned 80. So they were married for a really long time, too. But she said, I go, Nana, or I call her auntie, I said, what was the thing that kept you guys together? I mean, what kept you guys together?
Right, that's a long time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she goes, we never, ever stopped dancing. I was like, okay, that's cool.
Aww.
Yeah, you know,
that's
so.
Cool. That's so sweet.
They were, Yeah, they were wonderful, and I had the mm-hmm. real opportunity to live with them when I was a teenager, and got to see a marriage that was just amazing, and they really found such a great love, but they only knew each other for 2 weeks when they got married. I don't know. So
wow, that is. I would have had a heart attack over that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Facebook, Twitter,
you
know.
God, that's a major commitment.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, there you go. And I can hear Die now. I'm going to write a Facebook book, too, about, you know, but they didn't have any of that social media that we have today, obviously. I'm not sure that it has anything to do with it, but people think it does. And you and I agree with that, too, as well.
Mm-hmm.
But she says they never stopped dancing. I was like, wow, that's cool. That's cool. So,
yeah,
anyway,
that's totally cool. It's a sweet story.
Yeah, got to be active. Yeah, true mm-hmm. stories. Those are two of my family, you know, too, as well. So, and then we have yours. So it's like nice to track your progress. You know, if you mess up, we're going to be right here with you.
Yes, we're making progress. If we finally get everything unpacked, then we'll finally have a week. I just want a weekend where we can just chill out and we don't have to go, oh, we need to go put stuff away, you know. And it'll happen. Mm-hmm. It'll happen sooner rather than later. But I told them, today, let's just not touch the box.
There you go. Yeah, you
guys
can hang out with each other.
Yes, exactly.
That's good.
So, yeah,
that's good.
Plan.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? You guys, it's wonderful to hear your story. I know we want to bring Don and some other people that are in great relationships and how you guys do it. And so maybe that's mm-hmm. our next step there. So you have to ask
Sounds
John
good.
If you'll yeah, ask him to come on. Anyway, well, you guys, we've got some great shows planned this week I can't even remember now, so it'll be on the Blog Talk Radio, Mentioning Blog Talk. Please follow us on blogtalkradio.com/angelcoaches. You get some really cool things when you do that. They let you know other shows that are coming, things that are being given away, free readings that people are doing. So you really would want to follow us on blogtalkradio.com/angelcoaches or go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/angelcoaches. And the best thing is certain angels that we're talking about today that help in relationships, whether it's an existing one or a brand new one, creating the relationship that you'd really like to enjoy, you can get our book, and Dial will tell you where to get it. And the name of her book, because I never can remember. It's all good.
Because you butcher it. It's called, you mean there's a lot that says he has to be attracted to me, and they can get it on Amazon. They can just, it's just they know your name. They can Google your name if they can't remember the title like you.
Yeah, there you go. It's all good.
Search your name
anyway,
on Amazon, and it will pop up.
Yeah, Turi Abbott, Diane Bucci. So, and you go to angelcoaches.org. Speaking of that, we've got some great coaches coming on and some videos that guys are going to be able to download. And we've got someone coming on to talk about you getting yourself into shape physically, mentally, and spiritually. Not this week, the following week. I think the following Thursday, if I'm not mistaken. So I'll get an email out to everybody, and also out to on our site. I mean, on Blog Talk. So follow us on blogtalkradio.com/angelcoaches. And facebook.com/angelcoaches or check our site out, angelcoaches.org. I do reading sessions with people to help them find their angels and let them in the messages that they have or past life readings. I'm also starting to do Akashic readings. Di was talking about the holograms that you see. And that really is written, all the choices that you have, it sounds like he was seeing them, are in the Akashic mm-hmm. records, all the choices you could have made, you did make, and what would have been the outcomes if you had chosen something different. So I've seen your Akashic records right there, I do that too as well. As a matter of fact, I'm doing one this evening. So you guys want to have one done, they're about 45 minutes, sometimes a little longer, sometimes a little less. Just call me at 954-636-9401, especially if you're hot and sexy. All right, just kidding. It's all good. All right, everybody. We will see you Tuesday night, our next show about manifesting with the angels, the help of the angels, and that's going to be Tuesday night at 8:30. You guys have a great now, and we will see you later. Bye, everybody.
Bye.